Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
We have the subject today, knowing what belongs to you. In today's part two. If you remember, in our last message, we had part one. The Bible text is Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. In our last message, I spoke about all that God has given us. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The blessings of Christ are so extremely big and bountiful. There is nothing on earth that you can compare with the blessings of God. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, "For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness in God, righteousness of God in Him." Praise God. Mm-hmm. We have to appropriate our righteousness in Him. God's great redemptive work includes everything God did for us in Christ from the time He made Jesus to be sin until Jesus ascended and sat at the right hand side of the Holy Majesty. Therefore, part of our redemption includes the fact that we have become the righteousness of God in Christ. That means we can approach God's throne boldly and obtain our petitions without shame or fear. We are not righteous in ourselves, but Christ has become our righteousness. As long as we are in Christ, God sees us as righteous. Many are working hard to get His righteousness, but they don't get it. They're working and fighting to get it, and they don't get it. Because you have to understand, when you were born again and see that Jesus is your righteousness and that we were made the righteousness of God in Christ, righteousness already belongs to you. In Colossians 1, 13 and 14 again, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin. Thank God we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness. Our Bible one Bible translation says, "The Father has delivered us from the power of darkness." Our bodies are going to be translated soon at the rapture, but our spirits have already been translated. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "And He has, and you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." That's something that belongs to us now. We were dead in trespasses and sins, but when we were born again, we were delivered from the power and the authority of darkness. and we are translated in the kingdom, into the kingdom of his dear Son, Jesus Christ. Christians have been delivered from all of Satan's power and authority. We need to walk in the light of that, in the knowledge that we have been delivered. We are not going to be delivered. We have already been delivered. We need to just accept that as a present reality and learn how to appropriate what God, what already belongs to us. Also, Christians should be continually talking about the, should not continue to talk about the devil and what he is trying to do for them. They should be talking about what God has already provided for them in Christ. Often you hear Christians say, I'm praying for deliverance, I need to be delivered. But the Bible says, God has delivered us from the power and the authority of darkness. Colossians 1:13. The word darkness in that verse includes everything that Satan is and every weapon Satan has. Darkness includes the devil's kingdom and everything that goes along with it. You have to know the spiritual blessings that you have already been blessed with in Christ Jesus, which includes deliverance from Satan's rulership and dominion. You don't have to pray to get delivered from the devil. Believers don't have to pray for deliverance from the devil. That's the reason we need to know what already belongs to us in Christ. Christians have power and authority over the devil now. They just need to appropriate this deliverance and walk in the light of it. Colossians 1:13 says, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. The word translate here means to take out of one kingdom and put into a different kingdom. God has taken us out of the kingdom of darkness. That means he's taken us out from under the authority of darkness, out of the power of darkness, out of the control of darkness. If anything has power over you, it has authority over you. If anything has power over you, it rules and dominates you. But the believer is not to be ruled by demons, nor by evil spirits, or anything that has to do with Satan's kingdom. So the believer cannot be ruled by demons and evil spirits unless you allow it. If believers can be ruled by Satan, then that means that the body of Christ can be ruled by demons and evil spirits. But Jesus is the head of the body, and no Satan has right to rule and dominate Jesus' body. Every member of the body of Christ has the same authority over Satan. Even if you feel that you are the least member of the body of Christ, the devil still cannot rule over you unless you allow it to. He doesn't have any authority to rule over you because you have been delivered from his dominion and his authority. God, in his great plan of redemption, has already made every provision for us. he has delivered us from Satan's dominion, and he has given us dominion over all the hosts of darkness. I'm talking about what already belongs to Christians today. Authority over the devil already begins and belongs to you if you are in Christ. It's part of our inheritance in Christ. Very often Christians pray for things that are already theirs. I just wonder if sometimes God doesn't say, why don't you wake up and find out what belongs to you and get up and walk in the light? Deliverance belongs to you. Deliverance from any habit or any problem belongs to you as a believer. Say it aloud to yourself, so it will register in your mind and heart. Say, I have been delivered. Say it, I have been delivered. Say it aloud to yourself, so it will register in your mind and in your brain. I've been delivered. I'm already delivered from Satan's dominion and control. I have been delivered out of Satan's kingdom and his rulership. Satan is not my master or my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. I don't have to try to get something that God has promised is already mine. Thank God, the Bible says that all spiritual blessings are ours now. The Father God, in his great mercy, by his great plan of redemption, has delivered us from the power, the authority, and the rule, and the dominion of darkness. Let that register in your mind and heart. God has already translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Therefore, learn to walk in the light of that reality. There is not one single scripture in the Bible that tells us to pray against the devil. Also, there isn't any single scripture which tells us that the church is to pray that the Lord Jesus or God the Father will do anything about the devil. To pray against the devil, or to pray that Jesus will do something about the devil, or God the Father will do something about the devil, is a waste of your time. There is scripture to prove that the church already has the authority over Satan. Matthew 28:18 says that when he arose from the dead, he said to his disciples, all power or authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. If you stop reading right at this point, you would say, Jesus, you have authority on earth and in heaven because the scripture says so. But Jesus immediately delegated that authority to the church. So we read in Mark 16:15-16, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Note that Jesus used this first time. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will be by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Jesus quoted it this way: in my name, believers will exercise authority over the devil. You couldn't very well cast out devils if you didn't have authority, didn't you? Also, you could not cast out devils if you didn't exercise the authority that you have already received. Jesus delegated that authority to us, the church. Every writer of the New Testament who wrote a letter to the church, every single one of them told the believer to do something about the devil. The writers of the New Testament never told the church to get something else to pray for them about the devil. In 1 Peter 5, 8, it says, "Your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Peter could have written to the believers and said, "Word has come to me about the ministry of our beloved apostle Paul. Word has come to me that God has anointed Paul, and Paul is sending out handkerchiefs and clothes to people so they can heal and be delivered of the devil. When these handkerchiefs and clothes are laid on people, evil spirits, demons and devils will depart from them. I suggest to you to write to Paul and get one of those handkerchiefs so you can deal with the devil too." No, Peter didn't say anything like that. Nothing like that. Peter told the believer that they were to resist Satan steadfastly in the faith. Who is our adversary? The word adversary means an opponent, an enemy, or one arrayed against us. Our adversary is the devil. He is our opponent and our enemy. He is the one who is arrayed against us. And remember, Satan is the god of this world. So he's walking throughout the world down here on earth, seeking whom he may devour. But Peter wrote these verses to Christians, because the devil is not seeking sinners to devour, because they are already his. He's seeking Christians in order to devour them. What are you and I going to do about the devil? God told the church that we are to resist Satan. You couldn't resist him if you didn't have authority over him, couldn't you? God would not ask you to do something that was impossible. Every believer has the same authority. Here is where the church has missed it. We know that the name of Jesus belongs to us, but we don't exercise our authority over the devil as we should. Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus, to believers, when he said, "Neither give place to the devil." What does that mean? That means the devil can't take any place in you unless you let him. Unless you give him place. You is the understood subject in this verse. So you are not to give any place to the devil. That means he can't take any place in you unless you let him. But also it means he can take place in your life if you let him. He will come. You could not keep Satan from taking a place in you unless you have the authority over him. But you do have authority over him. So many Christians either don't know they have authority over Satan, or they're just not willing to go ahead and yield to him. When they yield to Satan, he certainly will take a place in their life. But they have authority over him to cast him out, to put him on the run, if they would just exercise the authority that already belongs to them. The church has been remiss in taking authority over the devil. The church has been amiss in walking in the light of all of its divine rights and privileges, and all spiritual blessings in Christ. After all, everything Christ bought and paid for at Calvary belongs to the church now. There are benefits in this new birth. Find out what they are and then walk in the light of them. Study the scriptures for yourself, which tells you who you are in Christ and what you have in him. Find out for yourself what benefits are provided for you because you have the righteousness of Christ, of God in Christ. Healing is also part of all the spiritual blessings you have been blessed with in Christ. Study the scriptures about healing and find out for yourselves how you can walk in the light of the word in this area of your redemption. Then too, if you have been born again, the name of Jesus belongs to you. Begin to use that name and begin to use what already belongs to you. Instead of allowing Satan to dominate you, exercise the authority over him that already belongs to you in Jesus' name. Remember, it's the doers of the God's word who prosper in life. So let's begin to use what has been so graciously provided for us by our Heavenly Father, so that all we do will bear fruit to his glory. Say it aloud to yourself, the name of Jesus belongs to me. The name of Jesus belongs to the church. I am a member of the body of Christ, therefore that name belongs to me. Say these things. Say it again and again. I have the authority to use the name in prayer. I have authority to use that name against the devil, demons, evil spirits, and over all the forces of evil. The name of Jesus is greater than any name. I am redeemed. I am delivered from the authority of darkness. Darkness has no authority over me. Satan has no authority over me. Satan cannot dominate me. Sin cannot dominate me. Because Jesus is my Lord, and he lives in me. He has given me his righteousness. Mm-hmm. Amen.